He is God who setteth the solitary in families. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him.
Thank you. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray.
Almighty and everlasting God, who art always more ready to hear than we to pray, and art wont to give more than either we desire or deserve, pour down upon us the abundance of thy mercy, forgiving us those things whereof our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things which we are not worthy to ask, but through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Confessional reading for this morning, from Article 28, the conclusion rather than Article, we finally finished Article 28 of the Augsburg Confession. These are the chief articles which seem to be in controversy. For although we might have spoken of more abuses, yet to avoid undue length, we have set forth the chief points from which the rest may be readily judged. There have been great complaints concerning indulgences, pilgrimages, and the abuse of excommunications. The parishes have been vexed in many ways by the dealers in indulgences. There were endless contentions between the pastors and the monks concerning the parochial rite, confessions, burials, sermons on extraordinary occasions, and innumerable other things. Issues of this sort we have passed over, so that the chief points in this matter, having been briefly set forth, might be the more readily understood. Nor has anything been here said or adduced to the reproach of anyone. Only those things have been recounted whereof we thought that it was necessary to speak, in order that it might be understood that in doctrine and ceremonies nothing has been received on our part against the Scripture or the Church Catholic. For it is manifest that we have taken most diligent care that no new and ungodly doctrine should creep into our churches. So far, our confessional reading. Old Testament reading from 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 21 through 29. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, which hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyesight. With the merciful thou shalt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou shalt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the forward thou wilt show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people thou wilt save, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. This is our Old Testament reading. The epistle reading from the first letter of the Apostle Paul to the Christians in Corinth, chapter 15, the great resurrection chapter, reading from verse 1 through verse 10. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Here ends our epistle reading. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Here ends our reading from the Gospel. We confess together our common faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy, Christian, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
Our text this morning is the gospel reading, Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. I'd like to call your attention at this time to verse 9. Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Please be seated. In studying for this sermon, I ran across a single phrase in a commentary, Concordia commentary, by Reverend Dr. Arthur Just. He said, in the context of our text, Jesus' ministry is characterized by bringing sinners to repentance. Ever think of it that way? I've often tried to express that idea by pointing out that he begins his ministry, according to both Mark and Matthew, after his baptism and temptation in the wilderness, he begins to preach, repent, and believe in the gospel. So we get this parable designed to bring sinners to repentance. Luther talks about the Pharisee, and what in the eyes of the world a brilliant believer this man is. He avoids the sins in the world around him. No extortion, unjust, or adulteration. He's not like that. He doesn't commit adultery. He goes beyond the expectations of what he ought to do. I fast twice a week. The requirement was once a year for the Day of Atonement. And so too he brags about his giving. But as Dr. Just says, Jesus' ministry is characterized by bringing sinners to repentance. He does it the easy way, doesn't he? He compares himself with easy targets. Extortioners, unjust, adulterers. What Luther talks about as the world that has nothing to do with this text. That simply goes about its way, ignoring the God that created it. And then he brags about what he himself does. And, of course, he despised the publican. He tells this to people who consider themselves just and despise others. I'd like to focus on that idea of despising. In our common usage, we tend to make to despise someone or something an equivalent to hating. That's not what it means at all. It means to simply discount, not consider. Consider it unworthy of our time or our effort. We can also compare ourselves, can we not, to those who consider themselves just fine and despise others. But as we consider ourselves in the Pharisee department. This morning, just for the sake of time or anything, I'd like to just consider the question of despising God. And I'm going to use just one example from my own life from a few hours ago. And then you can fit in your despising of others however it fits. This morning, I'm on the way to church. 60 mile an hour speed limit nowadays is wonderful. And of course, I got my cruise set at 65. That's what I do. I get behind a slow poke. Well, what am I going to do? And I'm frustrated. That's a little tougher one. To me, this human creation of God, for whom Christ died, was nothing more than an obstacle in what I wanted to do. Despising others. Jesus' ministry is characterized by calling sinners to repentance. What about the publican? Now here is a guy who takes a little different approach in his relationship with God. In fact, he doesn't think beyond he and God. There's no looking for scapegoats. He's not bothered by any destruction. It's just me and God. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Okay, that does state, I guess, what his prayer says, but it misses two extremely important points that are there in the original language. First one is, he doesn't say, be merciful to me, a sinner. He says, be merciful to me, the sinner. He's thinking only between he and God. No others involved at all. A.T. Robertson, in his Word Pictures in the Greek New Testament, he's a 20th century well-known Greek scholar, grammarian, one of those, you know, and he has a book called Word Pictures in the Greek New Testament. He says this, the sinner, not a sinner. It is curious how modern scholars ignore this Greek article, that is the definite article, the. The main point in the contrast, that's between the publican and the Pharisee, is in this article. The Pharisee thought of others as sinners. The publican himself alone as the sinner, not of others at all. There's another point where, in my mind, our translations don't miss the point, but miss the power that's there in the original language. It is in have mercy on me, the sinner. The word there in the original is not the normal Greek word for mercy. It's a word that in this verbal form occurs only twice in the New Testament. The other occurrence is in Hebrews 2:17, talking about the need for the Son of God to take on human flesh. Therefore, in all things, he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make propitiation for the sins of the people. 40 years I've been trying to come up with a common word for propitiation. Something about like paying the debt that is required for sin. But I ran across this in the comments in this. You can find it online. It's uppercase net, N-E-T, Bible. These are not Lutherans, but great scholars, and they allow their scholarship of the scripture to provide some pretty good theology. Anyway, it says this, the term for mercy, heliostati, is associated with the concept of a request for atonement. Thank you, guys, for the word for propitiation. We're talking about the atonement. That's what he's praying about. Lord, be atoned for me, the sinner. Jesus says, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. So tax collectors and sinners go up to pray. And they, of course, went to the temple, the place where God had promised to be with his people, from the tabernacle to the temple. For us, he has promised to be with us
where two or three are gathered in my name. We go to church, we call it a church, but it's because we are his people, gathered together in his name. Lo, I will be with you always to the end of the age. We come not that we can do anything for our Lord, but we come confessing to be Pharisees, we come to plead for redemption as the tax collector, and to grow in strength and faith to do his will. We give thanks and praise through him to him in hymns and liturgy. And through our liturgy and service, we gain redemption, beginning with confession and absolution. There, the redemption provided for the world is bestowed on each of us, the sinner. Sermons, God's word, law and gospel. What was it just said? His ministry is characterized by calling sinners to repentance. In the sacrament of his body and blood, we earn the sacrament of his body and blood, which on the cross earned the redemption that the tax collector pleaded for. We eat and drink to strengthen us and to keep us in the one true faith for eternal life. And we conclude with the benediction of Aaron, way back there in the desert, where God spoke to Moses and told him what we call the benediction of Aaron, and concludes that with, so shall he put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. We go up to pray, where he has promised to be with us. And when redeemed from sin and hell, with all the ransomed throng I dwell, my raptured song shall ever be, God has been merciful to me. Amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
No.
communities. Lord Jesus, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and to give rest unto their souls, we pray thee, let these guests experience thy love at the heavenly feast which thou hast prepared for thy children on earth. Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life, grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna, and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us, for thine own name's sake.
Amen. Amen.
Of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Thank you.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in as often as you eat it in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sake. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
This is the true blood
given into death for your sake.
Shed for the remission of your sins.
The peace of the Lord be with you all. Take and eat.
This is the true
body of Christ given for our
sake.
Peace of the Lord be with you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. The body of Christ given for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sins. Take and drink the blood of Christ, shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For you, for the remission of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Take and drink. shed for you for the remission of your sin. Body and blood of our Lord, strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
This is the true blood given for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of our sins.
Take and eat.
Thank you.
Strengthen and preserve
thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou would strengthen us through the same in faith towards thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.